and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, we are the Established Facts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 125 of the Established Facts. This is finally our post-PopCon, excuse me with the P's, our post-PopCon episode. And what?
No, go ahead. Okay. That was part of a whole discussion at PopCon, so.
Sure.
Don't you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, also, for those of you who are keeping count, this is technically our fifth birthday.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean,
you've forgotten already?
Well, no, because it wasn't the pre-Gen Con episode.
That's true. A lot of times it does line up to our pre-Gen Con episode. It just happened that this year our PopCon review was a little late, mainly just because we were having
recovering.
Fun vacationing and recovering and things like that. I know Katie went to New York for a weekend.
Madison, New York is in October.
Oh, I thought you went to
Madison, Indiana for the hydroplane boat regatta.
That's way closer than New York is.
You can't start singing any musicals yet.
Yeah, right. Anyway, okay. So we are going to talk about some of the things that we really enjoyed about PopCon 2016 this year. We're also going to talk about some other fun stuff in accordance with our fifth anniversary of our podcast. For those of you who did not realize it had been that long, go back, listen to a couple of our episodes, and realize that we still are pretty much just as unprofessional as we were in episode one.
Absolutely.
Just a little older.
Just a little older. That's right. A little more grizzled.
Especially me right now.
Yeah. So,
I don't think you know what that word means.
Grizzled?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Grizzly Adams. That's where he's going.
He made it sound like a drunk reference, and I was like,
"I'm so grizzled."
All right, there it is.
Here's a new one for the books.
Right.
I thought the rule was if you couldn't spell it, you couldn't say it, Josh.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Okay. Family friendly is all I have to say.
That's right.
That's right.
So I was thinking for our versus topic, because I believe everyone at the table was involved with Indie PopCon 2015 as well as 2016. So what I would like to do is a versus topic of 2015 versus 2016. What is Joshua? I don't know what you are doing over there.
I don't really either.
It is distracting. You look
like
a turtle.
Turtle.
You look like a pooping turtle.
I have no neck.
Anyhow, so we're going to go. Let's go ahead and do our introductions starting to my right. And then we'll start our versus topic of 2015 versus 2016. Go ahead.
I'm Avital.
This is Josh.
This is Princess Katie.
And Prime.
And of course, I'm your host, Big Don. And we'll go reverse order, starting with Prime around the table.
Reverse.
We're going to go reverse.
Starting reverse order would start with you.
That's true.
From our introductions, to my left and to my right are reverse orders.
That's not reverse order. It's left and right.
Josh, I'm going to stab you with my pen.
It's your super cool pen.
In the hand.
In the
because
hand.
Because this is family friendly and I don't want it to actually do a whole lot of damage.
I like my hand.
Right, but if I
there
don't stab you.
There aren't major arteries in your hand.
Right,
so.
And if I stick you in the hand, you can still do your job.
Not as much. I use my hands almost as much, if not more, than you guys do.
Well, right, but you use your fingers. You use the digits of your hands. I'm going to stab you in the palm.
In the palm, where all of the tendons come. That if that's
yeah, but
injured,
I'm not
going to
go all the way
the
through.
Fingers.
Why are we even... How did this become a discussion? Anyway, starting to my left with Prime, PopCon 2015, if you can remember that far back, Shondo
I've
Blades.
I've slept and drunk since then.
Shondo Blades and Markiplier, that's all I got to say.
I've gotten grizzled since then. So grizzled.
Versus 2016 with Ray and Tina and the Ruby panel. All right.
I'm gonna go 2016 for sure.
Okay. Princess Katie.
Oh, definitely 2016.
Okay.
2016.
This isn't gonna be much of a versus.
Honestly, like most of the time, conventions and things, I'm like, it's always better than the last year. There were just like really great things that I also liked about 2015, but 2016 was.
Well, it's a good
amazing.
Thing that we're just talking about in Indie PopCon 2016 today, then.
Yeah,
because I think everybody's
synopsis
is this year's was definitely better than last year's. Prime, what would you say was probably your highlight for Indie PopCon?
This year, oh man, so many good things.
Dead air.
Dead air. Crickets.
Watermelon.
Dead ant.
You had to start with me, the ADHD kid.
Well, you know.
There's nothing in front of you.
Do you need something to build off of?
Sure. I like building.
Legos.
Okay. Avital, what was your favorite part of Indie PopCon 2016?
I think my favorite part of Indie PopCon 2016 was... all of the things that I got to experience because of Ruby.
Okay.
Like, getting to moderate the Ruby panel was amazing. And, like, I made new friends because they were also in Ruby cosplay.
Yeah.
Like...
So what is Ruby?
Ruby, R-W-B-U-Y, is an animated series made by Rooster Teeth that aired online. And now the first two seasons... are on Netflix. Season 3, you can watch online.
On YouTube, or as a part of the Rooster Teeth First program, which I am also a part of.
That's... Or you can also order it and get it on Blu-ray and DVD.
That's right.
And Season 4 is...
I just watched...
sometime in the fall.
Did you just finish Season 3?
I finished Season 3, and I started watching Ruby Chibi.
Ruby Chibi. Nothing bad ever happens.
I still need to watch it.
I've only watched the first episode.
I need to watch that.
It's hilarious. And I did watch, somebody did a review of some concept art for Ruby Season 4.
Oh, the new.
Starts in October.
The new costumes for the.
Yeah, looks pretty interesting.
Four main girls, yeah.
Okay. Josh. Mm. What was kind of your highlight for Indie PopCon 2016?
My highlight for Indie PopCon 2016 happened at the Invasion Wrestling event. as awesome as it was to be able to sponsor the podcast stage and be a part of the different panels. I know that Avital and Don did the Ruby panel, and we were able to interview Ray and Tina and all that stuff or whatever. One of the events I actually got to go to was Strong Style Wrestling and RCW's Invasion event that was... a 4.5 hour wrestling event for anywhere between $10 and $30, depending on where you wanted to sit. Probably the best value of extra cost events I'd seen as a wrestling fan. But my highlight came at the end of the night during the main event with Tommy Dreamer and Kongo Kong in a Extreme Rules match. All throughout the show, there was a guy sitting just one section over from us dressed up as Tommy Dreamer. And
he looked a lot like Tommy Dreamer.
As a matter of fact, I heard somebody have a conversation with him thinking it was Tommy. And I'm like, it's not Tommy. But
he did have a stick, though.
He had the kendo stick. Yeah. And the thing about that was everyone knew he had the kendo stick, including Tommy Dreamer, who during this match, Extreme Rules, all weapons, all rules allowed, no rules, whatever, everything goes, you have a pin in the ring. That's Extreme Rules match. So he turns to our side of the audience and goes, where's that guy with the cane? And he left.
Yep.
He left. Dreamer wanted to use that guy's cane, and the guy left. So Tommy pulled an audible because Josh, Don, and I were all sitting there carrying my replica belts, and he goes, give me one of those belts. So I get to grab my WCW belt, take it to the ring. Dreamer hit Kongo Kong's manager with it, and
off the apron.
Kongo then, after Tommy tried to hit him with it, blocked it, grabbed the belt, threw the belt out of the ring. But I get to say that I now have a ring used WCW replica belt for a $30 front row seat. So I thought it was totally worth it.
Yeah, it was. That was a fun night.
It was. It was long.
The next day, we were talking to Jake Oman, who
he's with White River Wrestling.
White River Wrestling, and we even asked him. We're like, "So, what'd you think of the show?" And he was like, "Long." We're like, "Yes, it was. It was good. It was fun. Had a great time.
And no complaints, Mike Smith. Yeah. Come back anytime. PopCon will let you."
Yeah. He's got quite a few shows. I know I liked a lot of his groups.
South Bend coming up when Worlds Collide 2.
Yep.
And I think they're doing one in Elkhart on the 31st to raise money for a charity.
Yeah. And then I know White River's got one on the 23rd. I think it's the 23rd.
Where?
Yeah.
Of course.
At White River State Park?
No. No, it's wrestling.
Pinheads and Fishers.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Close to me.
Yeah.
I won't be here, but...
Well, and we've got another event going on that night, or we'd be up there, but definitely wish Jake and his team luck.
For sure.
Independent wrestling just means more opportunities for those wrestlers, and hopefully they'll get seen, because I know they all want to do it more than just the independent scene, but on the same note, I know a lot of those guys love the independent scene. Jake in particular, like, he's made this his career now.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, most of the... Well, actually, as far as the independent wrestlers are concerned, from my experience, everyone that I've met has been pretty decent people. Like, they're pretty sociable people, you know? So
good people are good people.
Yeah, and it's fun because they're also, for the most part, just as much fans of themselves doing wrestling as they are fans of wrestling. And so you can sit there and talk about what was your favorite match at, you know, WrestleMania 18 and things like that. Like, it's really, really cool. So, all right, Katie, I think I know yours. But I could be wrong.
I say mine is very, very close, but I'm probably going to have to say the fact that I got to, like, chase down Kevin Smith and get a selfie with him. My photo with Michael Hogan is a close second, but that was, like, planned. Like, the whole selfie with Kevin Smith was pretty much just, like, a...
Pretty much a shoving a cat in the water moment when you were scared to death.
It was great. Like, anybody who was there, I ran back down the hallway, literally flailing my arms, because I just couldn't do anything else with my body. Yeah. Like, I was so excited.
Making unintelligible noises.
It was so cool. I had a I have a friend who, when I said I was going to PopCon to see the Yoga Hosers premiere once it popped up on Facebook, I was like, I'm totally going to go see that. He was like, oh, haha, I got a selfie with Kevin Smith. And I texted him, was like, hey, look, I got a selfie with Kevin Smith. He's like, oh my God, I'm dying right now. Like, you actually did it. But yeah, getting the selfie with him, and then he had like a little Q&A, not Q&A really, but like a little intro to the movie that was like about an hour long.
A little intro.
Well.
Not if you ask Emily Jaub.
He was talking about, you know, how the movie came about and how the movie Tusk had come about, which, if you haven't seen Tusk and you like really, really, really messed up movies, it's good. If you don't, stay away from it. He was talking about how they came about and, you know, how his daughter is like best friends with Johnny Depp's daughter and blah, 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 blah. And it was just really cool. It was really interesting. And he's hilarious. He's so funny.
Carry on.
No, I was just saying. What were you going to say?
No, I was just asking, what kind of weird is it? Is it like a Johnny Depp?
Okay, so the premise of the movie is...
Which one? Yoga Hosers or Tusk?
Tusk.
This guy goes up to Canada to interview this supposed old seafarer guy, and then the seafarer guy slowly starts turning the guy who is... Oh, I forget his name. Anyways, the actor, he starts turning the kid who came up to interview him into a walrus.
Yes,
like the first thing he does is he amputates his legs and turns his femurs into tusks.
Oh my!
So like I said, if you're into really, really messed up movies, it's
I knew
good.
There was a reason I didn't want to watch that movie.
Wow!
I feel like I just got minorally tortured.
It's
part horror, part humor, which is what's really messed up about it.
No,
like it's not like it's not just. Crazy, like
sounds like a House of a Thousand
the fact
Corpses
that it's
style.
Part horror. I'm just like,
Justin Long.
No,
Justin Long is who gets turned into a walrus, and
poor
it has
guy.
It also has Haley Joel Osment in it.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, he's not doing anything.
Sense.
Yeah.
He was.
And Johnny Depp's in that one, so it's good,
that's
but it's
crazy.
You have to go into it with like 18 grains of salt in your hand, knowing what you're going to do with the tequila shot in the other hand.
Right, because you have to throw it over your shoulder to banish the demon spirits away. What's
that? It's a chase for the tequila.
I know.
Okay. I was just making sure
that's
you
why
got
I
that.
Took it the other way.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, Grizzle.
Grizzle.
All right, you've had time.
The grizzled old man has figured it out.
That's right.
So I know you guys have been talking about... you already mentioned the wrestling and stuff. So aside from talking to Jake Oman all weekend because he's just a cool guy, I got to go to a Warbler 101 class, and got to learn how to use the Warbler thermoplastics. So I learned some pretty good information doing that. So there was that. I mean, that happened.
So that was your favorite part is
absolutely
melting plastic.
Getting to play with fire, melting plastic. So
that,
ladies
know,
and gentlemen, actual 13-year-old boy, Josh Prime.
Yes. Goodness gracious. Well, I'd have to say I had a great time at the wrestling show. The Ruby panel was phenomenal. Every one of those ladies was hilarious. On a side note, definitely wish Megan Turney the best in whatever she's doing now, because I know she's no longer working for Rooster Teeth. I think she's still doing some, excuse me, she's still doing some things, voice acting things. But in general, I know that she's been, her cosplay and things like that has been growing pretty handily in popularity. And so I think she's doing that now, which I think is really great. But in general, I would have to say my favorite moment, and it's becoming one of my favorite moments in general for PopCon. It was one of my favorite moments last year, and it's definitely going to be this year's, when we do our drawing. For those of you who have not been to Indie PopCon and come and seen our booth or anything like that, we've had a booth at Indie PopCon since Indie PopCon started, so 3 years. The last 2 years, we've been given and sponsored by some good friends of ours, White Flag Games, and our friend Kevin in
Griffin Gaming,
who lives in Lafayette, owns a company called Griffin Gaming, and they've helped sponsor us with some prizes. And then throughout the weekend, with interviews and things like that, we get autographed stuff. We had a Harley Quinn from the Arkham series and a
Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle. Daggone it. Every time I want to say Rainbow Dash. Every time. And but Tara Strong autographed both of those, and we had a bunch of other pop vinyl stuff we gave away. We had games and all kinds of stuff. So we had four people. One, two, three, four, five people walk away. Well, no, I guess it was four people. We had four people. We had five drawings, because one of the guys who won one of the small drawings ended up winning the larger drawing. But we gave away last year a bundle of about $550, and it was close to that again this year with everything that was added throughout the weekend. But what I thought was great was we were given by Carl Doniger from Indie PopCon, we were given 2 3-day passes for next year's PopCon, and we gave one away individually, and we gave the other one away in the package. Both of the people that won them were out-of-towners. One of them was Princey, our friend Princey, who we had been hanging out with. She was.
Oh, I thought it was Steph.
I
don't know. It was
their ticket.
It was their ticket.
Gotcha. Oh yeah.
They just. I gave you Stephanie's address because she, her email address, because she's like the one that actually checks her email. Address.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
They're both going to come back.
Yes. But. So it was really cool that two people, one from Chicago, the guy who won, which I apologize for not remembering your name right off the top of my head. I know we've got it written down somewhere, but he's from the Chicagoland area. I've got it written down somewhere. Calm down. And then Princey and Stephanie are from the Canton, Akron, Ohio area.
They're
so,
like 6 hours away.
Yeah, so like the Pennsylvania side. And they came because of the Ruby panel, which we got to host, which was really cool because we had met them 2 days before and
so
been hanging out with
them
all weekend. And then they ended up winning one of the 3-day passes. And I was like, well, there you go. They'd already been thinking about trying to come back next year, and now they have a free pass to do that.
You know, I am remembering how you met them now, because we were setting up the stage, and they were standing over there.
Yeah,
earlier before that, I had seen them and run up and said hi because they were in cosplay, and then they were... Sorry. And then we were setting up the stage, and they were over there, and I was like, let's take pictures. And I kept running into them, and we ended up like hanging out a lot. I hung out with them Saturday night. We went to the after party together and everything.
Yeah.
And we are going to like a different convention in Ohio next year.
Are you going to Colossal Con, or are you going to RTX?
Colossal Con.
RTX is in Texas.
Yeah. Is it in Texas?
Yeah.
Texas, Ohio, same thing.
I think it's the same weekend as
next
PopCon.
Year.
That's what I mean.
Yes, Princey and Steph have to figure that out. I know.
Well,
when
they
I
got
choose,
free passes to
oh, it's true.
PopCon.
I guess they don't have to figure that out.
6-hour drive versus
right,
a
but
flight to Texas.
They just went to RTX, didn't they?
No, they couldn't make it this year.
Oh.
Which is one of the other reasons why they came to PopCon.
Gotcha.
Won a pass to PopCon. And
guess we'll see him next year.
Oh, man.
That was torture. I'm sorry, girls. We're glad you're coming back next year, but I know how much the Rooster Teeth team means to you guys. So sorry about interrupting you, Don.
No, it's fine. So that was probably my favorite moment, was being able to give 2 3-day passes away with that big bundle of prizes and stuff to people that don't even live here in Indy, you know, or in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to encourage people from outside of the state to come to the convention next year and really just have a good time while they're here and stuff. I know we were talking to Stephanie and Princey. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we were talking to them, trying to encourage them to come down for
Gen Con.
Maybe come down on Saturday afternoon, hang out with us, and then stay for Sunday morning.
From their Facebook and Twitter, it sounds like they're like dealing with moving and stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
I think they're moving and things like that. So, but,
excuses.
Yeah, excuses.
You know, they could make it easy and just move here.
True.
You know, I know a guy who lives 3 houses down that did that. So, anyway. So we had, as you can hear, we had a great time at Indie PopCon. So one thing that we like to do when we do our con reviews is let's talk a little bit about things that we can do for ourselves as exhibitors, and then also things that we think would be good for maybe the PopCon staff to kind of consider for having an even better convention for next year.
I'm going to go and preface some of this just to put some information out there.
Sure.
PopCon, 3 years running. You said that yourself. Carl mentioned this actually via a Facebook Live stream, whatever. I want to pass out the information that he gave out that was just huge here. So PopCon year one, they got between 8,000 and 10,000 people, roughly, ticket-wise, through the gates. They got 24,000 last year, which was an obvious surge, and a big element around that was Markiplier and the YouTube teams that were there. This year they got 37,800, which they were not expecting. But
now, is that uniques or is that Turnstile?
You know, I'm not sure because he just reported numbers. Even if it's Turnstile, if all three of those are Turnstile,
you're still growing at an exponential rate.
Last year, you noticed there were that many people.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I had no clue we had gotten that many people to come through.
I think.
Extremely well done. And, you know, I know we've got stuff to improve, but I want to open this with they grew.
Yeah.
And it showed.
Not to mention the fact that unlike Gen Con, they only took up a part of the convention center. So not only were we sharing a convention with another convention, but
two or three other events going on in the exhibit hall, and we were still able to get around, 37,000.
Without really noticing much of a difference between this year and last year as far as traffic was concerned. So,
So kind of getting into our discussion about it, I think for myself, what I would like to do a little bit better next year that definitely kind of affected us this year was just having a little bit better schedule on who is going to be in the booth versus who's not going to be in the booth. That way we can make sure people get a chance to walk around the exhibit hall and stuff like that. And I think also for Josh and I know that there are times when we can fall into the people pleaser attitude and just getting to a point where we say, you know, no, once a day, because there was a point in which I didn't see Josh for hours and hours because he was either helping out at the Let's Play stage or helping out at the live podcast stage or helping out another podcast with something that they were doing, and which is awesome. I'm glad that we can be used in that facility. I think that's great. But there comes a point in time when I want to enjoy Indie PopCon for the reason why we are at Indie PopCon, and that's being exhibitors and talking to people about who we are. And I want to help. I will say one of the coolest things that Josh and I experienced was a young lady that I had talked to several years ago when I was working at an electronics store. I was working at Best Buy, and a young lady named Adrienne came in, and we started talking. And she saw us at the Ruby panel. I think it was the Ruby panel, or maybe it was the Ray and Tina panel. Anyway, so she stopped us on our way out.
It was Well, because we did Ray and Tina first, right?
Yeah.
And then we did Ruby on Saturday?
Yeah, it was
or
Ray
Sunday?
And Tina.
It was Ray and Tina. Because we saw her multiple times after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she came up and she said that her and her husband and some friends of theirs were looking to start a podcast, a gaming podcast, and wanted to know some information about starting one. And I just looked at Josh and I said, it's really cool that we've kind of gone from being that podcast in its infancy to being a podcast that people are coming to talk to. We had two or three podcasts come up to us and thank us personally for sponsoring the live podcast stage and being able to donate that equipment and expertise for their use, which was very, very nice. I never expected anything like that. I was just excited to be a part of doing stuff like that and to have a couple podcasts. One of them is the...
Cute Boys with the Breakfast Cereal, Flannel Cakes.
Flannel. Oh, my gosh. I want to be on that show.
The Cute Boys part
so
is not an
bad.
Official part of their name.
That's right.
No, Princess Katie just thinks they are cute boys.
The best part about that was you did not introduce them as Flannel Cakes, you know, the one with the cute boys. No, no, no. The priority on that was the cute boys.
Cute boys with the cereal.
That's
boys
right.
And food, my two priorities.
Well, and I asked them about what their podcast was, and they said, well, basically, we ask you what your favorite cereal is and what your favorite, like, childhood cartoon is, and we watch cartoons, and we eat cereal. And I'm like, that is the greatest idea of all time. Like... If I could go back.
Sometimes.
Anyway, so that was very cool. But I think that, yeah, just kind of having a better understanding of how we're going to be spending our time will help us next year because we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And by Sunday afternoon, I was dog tired.
Oh yeah.
So
well, to the
which
point,
is good, but
to the point that we regretfully had to pass on interviewing the voice of Mario.
Yep.
However, there was a fun story that resulted from that. I don't remember which podcast actually ended up getting it. I think it was the group that sponsored last year or the first year of the podcast stage. So not Amalgam, but I don't remember specifically
sure.
Which one they were, but. They got to do the interview, and I thought that worked out well.
Cool.
But didn't you, your wife and the boys had a really fun story with the voice of Mario?
Yeah.
Right?
So my both of my sons have Mario and Luigi costumes, and they decided they both wanted to dress up as Luigi because obviously my 7-year-old is a foot taller or so than my 4-year-old, and they thought it would be really fun. It would look like little Luigi and big Luigi. And so they were walking through the hall, and his photographer came over to my wife and said, hey, we would love to take some pictures with the boys. And I can't remember his name now all of a sudden.
One moment, I have access to the internet.
Ah, yay, interwebs. Anyway, so... So they asked him, or they asked the boys to come over and start taking pictures with him, and they must have taken 25 different pictures. That's it.
Charles Martinet.
Charles Martinet. Yes, yes, yes. So nice of a guy. So cool. Bonnie took a ton of pictures. I posted a couple on my Facebook page. They were walking around downtown as well during the convention. So.
Post one on the Established Facts page.
I will. I will. Yes, I will definitely do that. That
they were pretty adorable.
They were. Oh my gosh, yes. And then as per the norm, they got to the booth and we were all hanging out. And then like 5 minutes later, they're like, "I'm hot," and they had to take their costumes off.
My hat's itchy.
It was. They didn't want to wear the mustache because we tried that when we first got them, and the mustaches have like this sticky stuff
it's
on the
like
back.
Legit adhesive.
Anytime
like,
that you put any
gosh.
Kind of adhesive hair on your face, it's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
I played Rumpelstiltskin as a kid, and it was bad.
Yeah.
I had a beard, like a full beard. It was gross, dude. Like, this stuff's awful. Like,
so,
I don't blame them. Children know
right.
what's up.
Oh, my gosh.
They did not like it at all.
They
I remember
did not.
Trying to take that mustache off.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just be Luigi for an interview?
Yeah.
Shave it off.
There you go. It was really funny.
Probably would have been better just to, like, draw it on.
They still, what's funny is when I tell them to pose, they still do some of the poses that they were like, all right, now do this and then do that. And now they still do those poses. Like, when I'm just taking a picture with the camera phone or something like that.
Especially Danny. Danny's all about posing.
Yeah. So that was a great time. They had a great time with that. So, yeah, pre-planning and pre-scheduling for us. And then, in general, I think that pre-planning and pre-scheduling for them.
Yeah.
To an extent. Like, I thought it was good, but I will say that It can definitely be slightly frustrating when you are kind of helping fill in spots.
Sure. But on the same note, see, this is where I'm in agreement with you that the yes men that we are.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Sure. I'm a yes man, so if you ask me to fill a spot, I'm gonna do
it. Well, it's true. It's true. But on the same note, had we not been yes men, we wouldn't have got the Ruby panel originally.
Well, and we wouldn't have gotten Ray and Tina.
Well, exactly. The Ray and Tina being a big one. But starting with the Ruby panel, that started from Comic-Con when I heard them saying, well, yeah, we got Rooster Teeth coming, but nobody knows anything about them. And I was like, meh.
Nah, challenge accepted.
I know who they are. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'll binge watch Ruby. I don't care.
And I did. In a month, I watched all three seasons.
They were like,
so glad. Nothing bad ever happens.
Maybe you can moderate the panel. I was like, I'll watch Ruby.
Avital was standing there. Yeah. It was funny.
Yep.
But I
think I watched one season and you guys had watched three.
We had watched all three.
That was part of the joke during that panel. Right? Part of the joke of that panel was I was sitting there telling, I've been watching it with my boys because it's kind of like there's some fantasy combat in it, but it's not gory or anything like that. And they were like, yeah, you should definitely, finish watching the second season with them and then don't let them watch the third season. Just tell them they all live happily ever after. And then I watched the third season and I went, ooh.
Yeah.
And my son walks over and he goes, Joey, the 7-year-old, he goes, can I watch it? And I was like, nope. Nope, Sherry.
You can watch Ruby. Chibi.
We'll watch Chibi together. We did. We watched the first episode. He loves it.
Ray and Tina, our yes men, were on stage recording a podcast, and I get the message from Sean Smith. Yeah. Thanks. Hey, we need somebody to do this YouTubers panel. I'm recording a podcast. I'm like, sure. We've finished our recording. Well, Don, we're busy.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. And again, that's not a...
No.
There's never going to be a time at Indie PopCon, unless it's Sunday afternoon after we've already done three podcasts, where if you ask us to do something, we're going to say no. That's probably never going to happen.
Yeah,
but
we're definitely not griping. It's just being... Let's be a little more strategic next year, guys.
Yeah, give us a 20-minute bathroom break in between.
Yeah, I just like how
that's right.
I feel like we played an integral role in the
I thought
con,
it was awesome. Yeah.
So. And everybody who works the con, 99.9% of them are all really cool people, so.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so we had one viewpoint being the runners. What about those that spent most of the time at the table?
We were there.
As an extrovert, as an extrovert, it was fun talking to people.
I mean,
chatting people up and stuff.
As an introvert, I know what I'm getting myself into. It is difficult for me to just be like, "Hey, come and talk to me." That's difficult. Yeah. I can make myself do it, but it is difficult. But even though some of the planning and stuff seemed a little hectic. Like, the staff was pretty good. Like, they'd always be like, even if they're just running around, as they run past, they're like, let us know if you need anything, you know? So they were pretty good about that.
I do have to say, Avital, that I feel like you were kind of a lifesaver when you decided to bring in sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I can't tell you how
honestly,
much...
I was like, it's so much easier on it. As much as it's good to get away from the booth, not having to go somewhere to get food is...
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I can't tell you, like... Saturday or I think it was Sunday, maybe it was Sunday before the Ruby panel. I don't remember. All I know is I came in, I was tired from the night before, and I had gotten sleep, but I was just tired from the convention. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I wanted to do was carve off a huge chunk of that sandwich, and I literally just sat there chawing down on this sandwich. There's four other people in the booth, and people are coming up and asking us about our podcast, and I'm like...
That is the sound of Don eating and talking.
Yeah, for the most part.
Please, kids, if you're listening, don't do that. It's rude.
Plus, you might choke. That's not good either.
I am an expert in the full mouth talking, and yet no one still understands me.
That's true.
Leaving my side comments to myself.
Speaking of grizzled,
Oh, yeah, there you go. So, on top of...
Old Smokey.
Yeah, on top of Old Smokey, all covered in cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Did it roll off the table
and onto the floor? Okay, I gotta stop. Meatball. Stop.
Did it roll out the front door?
The door, yes. Oh anyway, so that was a thing. Oh man,
we should do that one day. Let's narrate songs. Just
sorry. Anyway, ADD, right. ADD tangent.
ADHD.
But I, right. Okay, I have to recommend to anyone Sean Connery's version of the Beatles' "In My Life," which is a very like piano. Oh no, it's a very piano heavy song or whatever. That there are places I remember all my life. He doesn't sing it. He narrates the whole song while all the music is going on underneath. There are places I remember. It's good. My Connery sucks, but it was good.
Little plishers, I remember. Anyway,
no one beats Morgan Freeman.
Well,
just in general, as far as voices,
it's God.
The voice of God. He is.
It's the voice
of God.
Oh,
I mean, there's that.
So, also, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, it is our fifth birthday.
Happy fifth birthday. Getting ready to start year six.
And Avital's birthday.
It was yesterday.
Look at that.
Yay.
Official. It's a birthday birthday.
I'm
oh, happy,
years
happy
old
birthday
now.
To you.
To you, to you, to you.
So, what is going on? There's
Art.
Hey,
okay.
Stop passing notes.
Josh, Brian, and I are playing with Snapchat filters.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Good.
Oh,
almighty. You got to post
like
that. You got to post that on our.
Okay.
On our
yeah. You,
so
you
people
guys,
know what the heck we just looked
like
at.
She looks like the Hunchback of 300.
just post it.
My face is melting.
It's
I don't know why that's my melting voice. That's what I would sound like. My face is, my body is melting. Good Lord. What has happened to us?
I don't know.
This is what happens when you podcast for 5 years, people.
It's been a month. You end up making weird noises.
That's right. So I would like to know, over the time that you guys have been podcasting with the Established Facts, what are some of your favorite moments going back 124 episodes previous to this one, plus a couple
going
on the
back
side.
124 years.
And the oldest man in the world.
Back in my day,
it wasn't called podcasting.
We had to podcast. We had to podcast on a gramophone.
A what?
Oh my goodness, Lord help us. So I'm going to start with Princess Katie. You've been recording with us for
3 years?
Wow.
Thanksgiving.
Really?
Because I started on, like, the Thanksgiving episode, I think. Because I said, you're like, what are you thankful for? And it's like, I'm thankful for you guys, and you're my friends. And you guys are like, oh, that's sweet.
That's what happened. It was an accurate account.
Last nice thing she ever said to me.
Might be the only nice thing I've ever said
it
to you.
It might have been.
So yeah, let's see. 3 years, but there was a good chunk of like probably like 8 or 10 months of on and off where I wasn't here for a whole lot of it. So, he's gonna make race car noises until I figure it out.
I like this person.
I'm shifting into fourth.
Actually, we're shifting into fifth.
Sixth.
Yeah, technically. I'm shifting out of fifth.
I'm shifting into seventh.
Into sixth.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's because you can't count?
No. It's a reverse.
Pick somebody else. Let me think. Thinking's
I'm going
hard.
Backwards.
Okay,
Prime.
What? What am I doing?
What is that you can recall over the last 5 years of recording with the Established Facts?
Uh-huh.
Have you been recording? How long have you?
Forever.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Josh wasn't at the very beginning,
original,
but real close.
I was with the original cast, if that counts.
You were?
You weren't on the first show.
No, I mean, but the original cast lasted for more than one show.
I understand that. That's why I said it was real close. He's probably within the first 10 episodes or so.
Okay.
Because back then we did it once a month.
That's
just
true.
To prove that we could do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
favorite Established Facts moment?
Tracy Hickman.
Yeah?
Just
yeah.
All of them? Or
All of the Tracy
all
Hickman.
The Tracy Hickman?
The conglomeration of Tracy Hickman.
He is such a good storyteller. He really is. Like,
you just kind of get lost in him talking.
Yeah, like there's a reason why they had him write for Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm just
like,
saying. You know, there's already one most interesting man in the world, but he's really close.
Yeah.
Avital, you're kind of newer to the podcast, but you've listened to
I've listened
almost
to
all of them.
Are you caught up yet?
No. I stopped for listening to them for a while. But
for those curious, the baby in the background is baby Sammy Martyr.
Sammy. So.
And if you can't hear him, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But because we can't.
What baby?
It's just Josh.
I have a baby here.
More than one baby in this house.
True.
I'd say out of listening to some of the first episodes from that, I really, really liked the alignment series. That was actually really helpful for me as a beginning gamer. Super, super duper helpful. So helpful, honestly. Because I was like,
I really want to do that again.
What are these things?
Revisit
I don't
yeah,
understand.
I really do. Even if it's just like three episodes and we do like good, neutral, and evil.
Now that we've had a little more time in the gaming world.
Right.
Sorry, anyway. We're discussing our future plans.
I know. You do that. You talk a lot.
It's his fault.
this time it was.
Okay.
All right.
She has the mic.
Anyways.
I have a mic, too.
We all have mics.
It has a switch, I guess.
It does. Mine does have a switch.
But
as we learned when I tried to start this show.
You spoiled.
They didn't know.
They
do now.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
Okay, but as being a part of the podcast, the first time I was ever on a podcast recording was at the first Indie PopCon. I wasn't part of the podcast, but I was helping out at the booth.
Uh-huh.
Like I had bought my own badge, and I just hung out at the booth a lot as the quote unquote voluntary booth babe.
That's right.
And Josh was just recording one at the table, and me and Micah were sitting there, and he's like, hey, you guys, be on the podcast.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Hey, you're here.
Yeah.
You're breathing.
And
grab
then,
a mic.
You know, it was, I guess, kind of the beginning of last year when I actually, I think, like,
yeah, because you had gotten more involved with our gaming groups.
Right,
and finally we were like, look, you're a new gamer. Jump in. And we, new.
Yeah, you were like, hey, you want to record with us? And I recorded a couple with you, and they were like, hey, you want to actually, like, join the podcast? I was like, that's awesome. But honestly, the things that I've gotten to do at Indie PopCon because of the established facts are just my favorite things. Like, first of all, being behind the scenes of a convention is so cool. It's so cool. Honestly, I'm like, everybody's standing out there waiting, and I just like walk past
you're
them
like,
and
excuse
walk into
me,
the hall.
I'm press.
I have an
Watch
exhibitor,
out, peasants.
I have an exhibitor's badge, or I'm press.
Clear the road, swine.
It's so cool. But like, honestly, I like last year, if I hadn't been able to get in line for meeting Markiplier and the other YouTubers early on Friday because I was already in the hall, there was no way I would have gotten to do it because people were waiting in line for hours and hours and hours. I was in line for like 2 hours still. But and then this year, like getting to moderate the Ruby panel, like that was so cool. Even though I didn't talk that much because
I talked
but,
less than you
like,
did,
honestly,
which is remarkable.
It was great because there's the whole rest of the day people would be like, you are moderating the panel, good job, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
There were a lot of people in that panel. There were a ton of people in
unlike the one that we did the year before where it was just like a few families for the Frost sisters. I mean,
that was still fun. Well, and they had a completely different setup this year with the big panel stage, which I thought was great.
Yeah,
like, it's an individual walled-off area.
Mm-hmm.
So, did we get everybody except for...
No. Katie. Still... Katie.
No, I know mine now.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look up the episode number.
Okay.
No, episode... I was going to say episode 65 when Daniel and BJ from Silver Crescent came by and we got to live play the game on the podcast. Yeah. I got to play a crazy cat chick. It was a lot of fun. Like,
I still haven't gotten to play a game with them. I've literally missed every Silver Crescent episode. I really enjoyed
live playing a game on the podcast because I think that's the only one of the live played games that we've done that I've been able to be a part of.
Sure.
So I had a lot of fun doing that with them.
We've kind of avoided them since we did the tournament of the characters against each other.
Oh yeah, I guess I was there for that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was fun.
I think maybe I have a memory block.
Doesn't that happen with PTSD? The battle of Michael and Darius.
But yeah, I think that was probably my favorite part. Was being able to, you know, do game things, actual game things on the game podcast was kind of a neat novel thing.
Neat novel.
Games on a gaming podcast.
Who does that? I don't know. What a bunch of nerds.
Right.
Nerds.
Did you do yours, Josh?
Neither one of us have done
ours.
I
don't think so. Go ahead and do yours and I'll do mine.
Oh, okay.
I did my popcorn thing first.
Okay, fair enough. You're staring at me in a weird way. He's really wanting to know what mine is.
I'm just looking at you. Because okay. Now you're staring at me in a weird way.
I could do the creepy stare if I need to.
Because you're a creep.
God, I know. I'm sitting here listening to everybody else.
I'm
totally didn't think.
There you go.
I'm a loser.
You know, a favorite moment and favorite memory are kind of two different things for me at the moment. So probably favorite moment would be the first time we got asked to do something at PopCon, when we were asked to go and moderate the Frost Sisters panel. I wasn't even a part of that.
Sure.
But it was really cool. Well, I was a part of it from the aspect that they asked me, and I got you two to do it,
right.
Which I would have done it, but I was like, she's the cosplayer, and he's way more charismatic than I am. So... So it worked out a lot better in that, but I think that kind of was like wow, we've actually impressed somebody to the point that they want us to do something.
Right.
Which of course turned into Bill asking us if we wanted to sponsor the podcast stage and all this, it kind of became what PopCon 2016 was. But favorite memory, and this is not the memory you would have expected me to think, but for me, I don't think I'm ever going to forget the so far, thank the Lord, one time we lost an entire episode.
Oh my gosh.
The memory.
Yeah, you
want to
talk
next...
about PTSD and blocking stuff out.
The memory was the next day when we all managed to get back together to record another episode. This was way early on. Not a lot of people even realized this happened. But we referenced the recording as if we had recorded it in the past, a discussion we were having the other day.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because everyone was obviously repeating a lot of what we had just talked about and we had just recorded.
And you could feel the redundancy, but obviously no one had heard it yet.
Right.
But for some reason, it
sticks with me as a favorite memory because everyone really took it in stride because we were getting started. I'm not saying it'll never happen again because I don't want to jinx it if I'm in that manner. I just don't want to think about that. But... this podcast has always kind of been, whether you're on time all the time or not, for the most part, we've always kept it very professional, cordial. We love meeting. When I mean professional.
Thank you.
We sit down, we do the recording, we keep to what this podcast stands for.
We're honest. We're honest with who we are.
This podcast, ever since we came up with the idea and decided we were going to do it, has always tried to be... a religious, a political, family friendly. That's what
and
those are.
A
our three
awesome kind. Podcast.
So, a awesome.
It would be an. It would be an it awesome be podcast.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay.
You don't use A in front of a vowel, Donald.
You don't use A in front of a vowel.
I'm
Princess
sorry,
Katie.
I'm not an educated cretin.
Look, that had happened. All right.
That had happened.
That's right.
Hey, we're not going to not do that again.
No, I heard somebody say that. What had happened the other day? And
what
it took
happened?
So much in me to go, what? anyways, but we've always been, we've always tried to stick with that. I will stand by that we've had a few controversial episodes, episode 68 being one of them. But I was very thankful for what Derek was willing to do with those guys, give them an opportunity to... discuss. We have had discussions. We've had arguments. We had a darn near fight break out when it came to the PvP thing. But
oh my gosh!
Even with people
like listening to that episode,
even right, it was crazy.
It was rough.
But we've always it started with that first. For you know, oh my God, the system crashed. We lost the recording. Mm-hmm. Ever since, even before them, ever since that point, I really kind of take notice to the fact that we're always good to stay who we are.
Yeah,
and I hope that as a podcast that is noticed more by our listeners.
Right.
With the 4 likes short of 400 on Facebook right now, we are 4 likes short.
So if you haven't shared. With 4 friends. Somebody four out friends. There's got 4 friends that doesn't listen to us.
I don't have any friends.
Sharing is caring.
I hope we can get those 4 by Gen Con. I mean, find 4
people.
I
would hope so. I might just, never mind.
Get your kids to.
No.
Yeah, I'll just create.
No my, fake accounts. We want real adults.
Yeah.
Or children if mom and dad are okay with it.
That's right. Parental approval.
But it's about meeting at the game table together to discuss gaming. Conventions, the stuff we love
on a universal level,
and I'm proud of that.
Absolutely, I can definitely agree with those sentiments. I one thing, you know, I kind of jokingly have coined the station of president of marketing and promotions because quite literally everyone I talk to who mentions that they might be a gamer or into games, I talk about our podcast because. When I think that anybody who anyone who does a podcast for more than maybe 6 months, or I can even say at this point, YouTube channel, if you are a dedicated YouTuber or a Twitch streamer, it is time from your life that you are doing something that you are enjoying doing. You're talking to people about your hobbies. You're talking to people about what is a good game or not. You know, you're discussing with people some really silly or very extremely controversial. You know, before we got this episode started, we were talking about the phenomenon of Pokemon Go and how much we really enjoy it. But there's a lot of love and there's a lot of hate out there for it because of different reasons. And being able to come to a level playing field with everybody at this table and being able to have that kind of discussion and go away and still love each other as friends and as family and be able to sit down and play games and things like that. I think that this podcast is definitely a gap bridger, if you will. I would have to say it's really tough for me to come down to one favorite moment. You know, I've gotten to meet Bob Salvatore, who is one of my favorite fantasy writers. I've gotten to meet Tracy Hickman, who is, whether he's a fantasy writer or not, definitely one of the show's best friends. Like, he is such a lovely guy, and his family is so sweet. We're going to miss them at Gen Con this year, but I am so happy to see the stuff that he's working on with his son and with the Void stuff.
Speaking of, really, make sure you get to, if you can and you're in New York City, go to Madame Tussauds, the Wax Museum, to experience Ghostbusters Dimensions, a Void experience.
Yes.
Totally want to recommend it.
Please do. You know, being able to talk to people that you would not normally be able to talk to and then realize something that I've realized, you know, doing the Ruby panel and talking to Tracy Hickman and Bob Salvatore and those guys is just how normal they are. You know, how much emphatic love they have for the things that they geek out for, which we love in turn. You know, you can definitely tell that passion is there in their lives and that it is there for us in our lives as well, that we really love playing in Ravenloft. We really love playing in Forgotten Realms. Reading Dragonlance and reading Drist books and things like that. That kind of stuff is just really cool. But I think that for me, the neatest memories, and I'll kind of classify it, you know, in that sense, the neatest memories for me have been those when I have been talking to someone and they refer to our podcast without me ever talking about it. Nice. There was one in particular memory I had. It was the first time this happened to me. It was probably 2.5 years after we had started. We were at a convention, and HoosierCon gamers, Hoosier gamers, were there, and I walked up to rent a game, And I started talking to the gentleman behind the table, and he said, "Wait a minute, are you Big Don?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, the only people who ever call me Big Don are people who are on the podcast and people I may have gone to high school with. You know, to everybody else, you know, I'm just Don. And I was like a little confused, and I said, "Yes." And he goes, "You host the Established Facts." And I was like, "But." Yeah, I do. Do you listen? And he goes, "Yeah, you know, I really enjoy it." And it just, like, it was that surreal moment when you realize that something that you have a passion for, other people are enjoying and have a passion for it as well.
Like, wait, you know me? You listen?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like,
it was weird. It was
so
like,
cool. You think we're a thing?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not just my mom that listens.
Yay! And I think we've had a very similar experience with hanging out with Tony and Emily Schaub from Pop Cultish. Like, we get a chance to hang out with them and talk to them, and we've recorded with them a couple of times, and that's been so much fun. Like, being able to make the connections that we have now, you know, kind of sympathizing with what Avital said, being able to see the back behind the scenes of a convention. That's we would so have never cool. been able to experience that had we not been doing this. Being able to meet some of the celebrities, no matter how major or minor they are, we would have never been able to do that without doing this. Mm-hmm. But I think my favorite memory is always going to be the very first episode. It's always going to be us sitting in Josh Demery's living room in the little bitty apartment that he and Deb had, and having mics on boom stands set up in this big circle, and all of us looking at each other and quite literally going, "What are we doing? What do we do at this point? Like, we're set up. We have the equipment, but we've never done this before." And then just jumping into episode one. And it was a little rough. But you know what? Every episode has its own characteristics. And if you've gotten this far in this one, you can definitely tell that. But in general, I think that it's been such a fun experience being able to meet the other podcasters and the other celebrities. But we would never have this had it not been for episode one. And for the guys who are either no longer on the show or can't be here as often, you know, I have to thank those guys as well, because had it not been for their help, we would not be here. This would not necessarily be the thing that it is today. And we have learned a lot, and we have kind of felt pain of things breaking down a little bit, but we've also kind of had that that rebirth of friendships, and we can walk away saying that anybody who is not on the show is still definitely a friend of ours. No matter what tension there might have been at any one time, you know, we are definitely a podcast of people who love people. And so, yeah, I'd have to say, you know, to kind of finalize the mushy stuff, that's definitely where I stand when it comes to this podcast. I love this thing, and I want to ride this ride until it stops, you know, for whatever reason.
Well, and with that, I mean, we're all kind of end cap this. We'll say the same thing with PopCon. Like, we
absolutely
expect to be at PopCon 2017.
We will be there,
and we will be there. We hope to sponsor. But more than anything, we're definitely going to be there.
We're definitely going to be there. We're going to have a drawing. If we don't sponsor, that's okay. We may still be hosting panels and stuff like that. I would love for us to try and get a larger booth. We've gotten a bigger booth every year. I'd like to get one that's twice the size that we had this year, because I would love to set up a little Let's Play area in our booth and sit down and actually do like one or two GoPro-style board game, you know, board game demos or whatever. There's a lot that we have to do in order to get that to pass.
Uh-huh.
But
we have a whole year.
We do have a whole year. And
every word he just said went, 400, 800.
Yeah, that's exactly.
1600, that's next.
And you know what? if we got four more friends and every one of them donated a dollar, we'd have half of our booth.
Not of those four, of every like.
Every one of our likes.
Of our likes.
Donated a dollar. We'd have enough for a standard exhibitor booth.
That's right.
And then see where it goes from there. So I think we're kind of wrapping up episode 125. Before we do, I have a list of people that I want to thank very quickly that were directly resulted in the success for Indie PopCon for us. So I'm going to try and do this very quickly. Obviously, Indie PopCon, Carl, Sean, Bill, Les, Larry, Brian, Leslie. Is that it? That's all I can think of.
And their wives,
well, families, family,
husband,
Jen.
Whatever.
Yeah, Jen.
Jen. We'll
Jen
even
Smith.
Give Bubbernaut.
Yeah, Bubbernaut.
David
oh
Strainer.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked him out, Bubbernaut on Twitch. He's such a great guy.
Is he still doing Crit Confirm?
They are. They're doing stuff every once in a while.
They're friends of ours. Pop cultish friends of ours.
I should have asked specifics, but they were had a very successful PopCon with the Endless Dungeon. But I mentioned them in particular because. Yeah, his career now is running games on Twitch and stuff. Look him up, man.
Talk to him about running a game.
I don't know if
you
heard about
it.
They just did a camp out at McCormick's Creek where like all of his fans, he had probably like 60 people.
They played a big game?
Well, no, they just went and hung out so he could meet them in person.
That's very cool.
They went and hung out at McCormick's Creek. So I'm putting that. I know with all the names we're going to put for thank yous, I want to give David Bubbernaut whatever... he did. He sat doing the Endless Dungeon.
Oh my gosh.
8 hours a day for 3 days, raising money for charity and play and being the game master for goodness knows how many people.
He's such a fun guy.
So
David's trainer.
I'm impressed when anyone's willing to do that.
Don't call him a mushroom.
That sounds like a story.
He said he was a fun guy.
Oh.
She's very punny.
Well, that's because puns are the best form of humor, and I don't care what you say. You're wrong if you don't agree.
Well, okay.
Okay, continuing on the thank you train.
Ray Narvaz Jr. and Tina Dayton, check them out. They're on YouTube. They're on Twitch. Check them out. They're on episode 124 as well. Listen to that episode if you want to get all of their Twitch information and stuff like that. Help those guys out. Tony Schaub and Emily Schaub from Pop Cultish. Awesome, awesome people. Tired as crap by the end of the weekend, just like the rest of us. They were running around later than we were. But, you know, awesome people. Multivarious Games and Game Developer Expo, which is in Columbus, Ohio in October. GDEX is the name of that convention. Check it out. There's also Plow Games from here in Indianapolis. We got a chance to play episode, I think it's 123. Josh and I played a couple games and talked to the people who created those games, which was a lot of fun. Plow Games made a game called Last Front. It'll be at Gen Con. They didn't have any retail at PopCon, but they will be at Gen Con with retail stuff, so go check them out. I See What You Did There is a guy from DePaul.
With an L. Out of Chicago.
In Chicago. Created this game. They have at DePaul University. They have a game designer major. They had quite a few guys that were there who had created games. They were actually in the middle of building a game when we walked up to talk to them, which was really kind of fun. That's an amazing game. Check it out. Check out episode. I think it's like I said, episode 123. That'll give you a little bit better information about those games. The Ruby panel. Kara, Aaron, Meg, Elizabeth. I don't want to mispronounce your last names, but you know who you are. Loved you guys. Had a great time doing the panel. Thank you, Indie PopCon, for allowing us to do that panel. Please continue to give us opportunities like that all the time. I already said White Flag Games, Griffin Gaming, Jake Omen, White River Wrestling. Check them out. So that's everybody I've got. If I forgot you.
Our families.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That goes without saying, but I will definitely say it. Every wife, husband, boyfriend, child that had time taken away from them during the weekend for us to be able to go out and do this hobby that we love, just remember that we love you more, and we thank you so much for letting us do that. Everybody who came by our booth, all the podcasts who came by to thank us, thank you for allowing us to do something like that. Without other podcasts, there'd be no point of a free podcast stage. So the fact that there are other podcasts that are doing things that are interesting people to check those things out, thank you so much for coming. We will see you at Indie PopCon 2017. We will see you at Gen Con, hopefully, within, I believe it's like 2 weeks
away
now.
Two or three weeks, yeah.
August the
4th through the 7th.
4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Indiana Convention Center and Lucas Oil Stadium and the outlying hotel properties.
And if you are not aware, the price did go up for the entire weekend. It's $120, and the price changes per day, with Sunday being the cheapest if you bring multiple people. Mm-hmm. But if you're if you're wanting to get absorbed, pay the whole $120.
Absolutely.
Become a part of the amoeba.
It's kind of a controversial thing that we talk about when it comes to that. But in general, $30 a day for a convention like Gen Con is worth it. Any other discussion we might have later.
Yes.
But in general, it is a fantastic convention. There are so many things to do that you won't be able to do all of them. There are so many different games to play. Definitely check it out. On episode 124 of the Established Facts, our fact was, don't be afraid to take the leap of faith, even if it takes you 2 weeks to find the jump button. And
that was fun.
For episode 125, our new fact, Indie PopCon was awesome, and Gen Con is coming, but nothing beats a Princess Katie's flailing arms. Love you guys, and we will check you later.
Go Team Valor.
Woo, yeah, Team Valor.
Team Mystic.
Valor.
Josh is like, I don't have a team.
Team Pokemon Go on the toilet.
That's wrong.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you'd like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.
Bonus!